Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
I love that we're going to have to mansplain Zoom to Steve.
What? It's like the face thing when someone calls you.
FaceTime?
Yeah. That, when someone calls you.
You don't like that?
No, not particularly.
Because you get stuck looking at yourself? Is that because like,
yeah,
like my parents hate it because they can see themselves on the screen and they just hate it. They're like,
you can take that away.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, on Zoom or on FaceTime?
On FaceTime, can't you?
No, I think you can just move it. You can make it smaller and like, you can definitely make yourself smaller and move yourself up into whatever corner you don't want to. But it is. I find myself, I don't even look at them. The whole time I'm just watching my own face.
You have to check yourself out a little bit just to make sure you're like not at a weird angle something, you know.
Yeah. But I notice when I FaceTime with ladies, they're constantly doing their hair. They're constantly making sure they look great. I'm like,
Wait a minute. Are you really FaceTiming people?
When they call, I'll ignore the FaceTime calls, but every now and then I'll pick up. And then I have to hurry up and sanitize when in my house. Make sure nothing's laying around or...
Like, for example, change your Christian Grey gear. I mean, what the hell do you have?
You never know.
So here's what's happening. If you're like stay-at-home people, by the way, the rumor is like more and more companies are...
Smart. Save on rent.
But I've read a story that maybe like not letting people come back to work is going to backfire eventually because like... The reason it's working now is you already have relationships with all the people that you're talking to, but you're never going to build any new relationships if you don't have an office.
That's a great point.
That is a good point.
So the other thing that's happening is something called Zoom fatigue.
Oof.
Oh, I bet.
Does anybody here have it?
Imagine. No, thank goodness.
Because we're really...
I saw you had it on your laptop, so I got to see what it looked like.
You did.
Yeah.
And you've done it one time, and...
I'm not good.
But you already had Zoom fatigue. You eventually just set my laptop down somewhere
away.
And left.
He literally put it down and was like, I'm done.
I'm off the call. That's not.
Everyone on was like,
Steve?
Is that rude to do on Zoom?
Just a skosh.
Oh,
he thought he could do his Irish goodbye on Zoom.
Hold on, I'm going to go smoke. You don't do that on Zoom, bro.
I forgot. I just left your laptop somewhere.
According to the Wall Street Journal, there's a number of factors in this fatigue, but like people, let me just say this. My wife is on like, used to be on like 20 Zoom calls a week.
Oh no way. Gosh.
Like an hour long meeting with this department, an hour long meeting with that department, a happy hour here, a happy hour there.
That sounds miserable.
Of a day of meetings, I wouldn't want to even be on a Zoom happy. I just, enough.
I think that what's weird about it is what happened is when everybody stopped being in the same office, you felt like, well, since we didn't get to have 10 5-minute conversations, we should have one 50-minute conversation.
Oh, right. Okay.
But it doesn't work like that. Nobody wants to...
And when you're doing it for work meetings and social meetings, it's just like, oh my gosh.
That's a lot.
Too much.
Yeah.
So the other thing that just happened, and this has been happening, we've talked about it, Zoom has been hacked, like guys are going on and putting...
Bad stuff up. Yep.
In the middle of a child's classroom or whatever.
Oh.
Well, a mom in Jacksonville, Florida, walked through her daughter's Zoom classroom meeting.
Oops.
Naked.
Wait, where was the daughter?
So
where was my, what was the logistics?
The whole,
of that?
I know. Yeah. It's Jacksonville, so there's details that we should probably fill in. Mom had just taken a shower.
Oh, okay.
And I don't,
her normal path is to go through daughter's room to her room. Or
can I ask everybody a kind of a person? Do you? Because I do what this mom does, and I should stop. Like, I don't get my clothes. Do you lay your clothes out next to the shower?
No.
Your fresh
right.
clothes or your old clothes?
Your fresh clothes. Do you have your fresh clothes ready to go?
In the wet shower? In the,
no, not just like on the counter.
And,
no, God.
I leave mine in my bedroom far away from them.
Yes.
Right. So that's what this woman does. I used to be the guy who would set my clothes, like I'd lay my jeans down, put my underwear on top of that, and I'd hang my shirt by the towel rack.
Wait. Okay, I know we're getting back. So you'll get out of the shower wet. You'll dry yourself off, still steamy, kind of moist in there. And then you'll pull on, over a wet body, all your clothes?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I can't do that.
A couple of things
I can't
that
do.
I need to fill you both in on before you keep your gag reflex going. Number one, I dry myself thoroughly, so that's good. Number two, my bathroom is so effing palatial, it doesn't get steamy in there. It's like,
excuse us.
The steam is dissipated considerably. It's not.
Okay.
My clothes wouldn't be steamy.
Yeah, they'd be all...
No, they're not.
But even right, I don't know, even right after the shower, I feel like you're still like a little damp.
Yep, there's a sheen.
Or something.
So you walk around for a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and dry.
I usually put a robe on, though. I have quite the robe collection.
I don't own a robe, and I feel like I should.
Oh, you should. They're
but
the
then,
best.
Here's why I've never bought a robe. I think I'd like it.
Yeah.
And then I think I'd stop being a clothes person.
Oh, you would just always go everywhere.
Like the weekends, I gotta put clothes on to get stuff done. And if I just had a robe,
it can lead to not being
not
productive.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's
it
just
can.
Like I have this. And
you're
I don't,
so cozy and
I want
just
a robe.
Comfortable. And you're nude underneath, and you're just like you got something on, but you feel free too. It's great.
Would you
so
answer the
good.
Door? For everyone?
No.
Okay. Like, I just swing by with a plate of enchiladas. You're just
I'd
like,
open
just
it
leave
for you.
No, God. Do not open the door in your robe.
She'll grab
you
the enchiladas.
I'm in a robe. Like, no. No.
And just slack her off and show up on your stoop with some enchiladas.
Yeah.
Something I've thought about. I feel like Amber's little enchilada light.
In her robe.
Anyway, the mom is doing what you guys do and what I do as well. She, like... gets out of the shower and then goes and gets her clothes. But the rest of us would either don a robe like Amber, or at least have the towel wrapped.
Something.
She felt like she'd done enough drying that she's just going to wander through the room. But her daughter had brought her Zoom meeting into the master bedroom.
Mm.
So she walked through the shot. Children are like, oh, and then the teacher, they all had a good laugh about it. It
all's
well. Well, if that was a guy.
Oof.
Good point.
Yikes.
That's all I want to say.
Being
I didn't
crucified.
Want to make this. Right.
You
know, nobody, and it doesn't matter what the gender of the child they're walking through the room, but like, nobody's mad about this. Everybody's like, it's just funny how we live in a Zoom world and she walked through naked.
You're right. That was a dad. That was a guy. Forget
right.
it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Own it, Amber.
Ew,
you're right.
It's 50-year-old junk walking through.
Okay.
It's over.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.